hand dipped in soft serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden campaigned Friday in Detroit. He's making his case to voters that he's the man for the job for four more years. But ABC's Mary Alice Parks says he continues his battle to convince members of his own party.
The president has been working the phones, talking to Democratic lawmakers. One of those calls was with members of the Hispanic caucus. Sources telling me that Congressman Mike Levin said directly to Biden that he should drop out of the race, and that others were really frustrated that they couldn't get their questions straight to the president.
There's still no indication of former President Trump's pick for a running mate as the Republican convention begins Monday. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says over 70 people were killed in an Israeli strike today on a designated safe zone. The IDF tells ABC Hamas's military leader was the target of the strike. No word on whether he was killed. And the involuntary manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin dismissed because prosecutors withheld evidence. This is ABC News. Affirmations of support for Ukraine by the nation's governors.
Ukrainian President Zelensky addressing the National Governors Association in Salt Lake City on Friday. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, the new vice chair of the association.
Taking a percentage of our national defense budget and helping one of our allies defend against an aggression makes common sense to me. I think it makes common sense to most Oklahomans, most Americans.
Zelensky, fresh off the NATO summit in Washington, saying,
thank you so much for your support.
Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Officials in California announced the MVC change will begin operating across the San Francisco Bay July 19th. It's a passenger ferry that's notable because it's the first in the world to be powered by hydrogen, part of a plan to phase out diesel-powered vehicles. It'll be free for 6 months, part of a pilot program that could operate for about 16 hours before it needs to refuel. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
The updated forecast for Southwest Wisconsin from meteorologist Nick Grunseth. Warm and humid, partly cloudy overall. Showers and thunderstorms possible. Some could be strong with a heat index of 95, actual temperature at 89. For tonight, mostly cloudy and humid. Rain and thunderstorms possible. Some storms could be severe with damaging winds. Half inch of rain or more possible, a low near 70. On Sunday, partly cloudy overall, though more sun at times. Very warm and humid, maybe a storm in the afternoon. Heat index at 98, actual temperature 90. Monday, partly cloudy overall, a little more humid. Maybe showers and thunderstorms again with a high near 90. Then we cool down on Tuesday. Brief showers early, decreasing clouds with a high temperature at 80.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Cotton dresses.
just wishing you're getting some attention from all the bars in Thibodeau.
Alexa, play WRCO-FM 100.9 from TuneIn.
Looks like everybody's here. Had to put some folding chairs in the vestibule. Yeah, it's getting full. Even old Aunt Ruby came, her first time on an airplane. It's her sister's girl, she wouldn't miss it for the world. And all them kids jumping in the pews, and Mr. Charlie in his lime green suit is a handsome man, remarks Widow Callahan. Uncle Joe and Uncle Jake haven't spoken since 98, just said hello. It's a good day to let it go. So let the angels gather, let the music play. Let the preacher get to preaching all the do you takes. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring. Tie the cans to the back of that limousine. Love is a beautiful thing. Daddy's waiting with the bride. As she helps him with his tie, she sees a tear. He says, man, it's hot in here. He hugs his little girl and asks, how did you grow up so fast? God, I wish your mama could be here for this. And everybody stands and smiles as she comes walking down the aisle in her mama's gown.
Daddy breaks on down.
Granny and Gramps in the second row stood right there 50 years ago and said their vows.
Yeah, I guess it's working out.
So let the angels gather, let the music play, let the preacher get to preaching all the do you takes. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring, tie the cans to the back of that limousine. Love is a beautiful thing. A little table full of gifts, catering, discovered dish, and the wedding band.
Well, that's all I have.
Tommy's teasing Lorelai. You pushed her down and made her cry. And neither one knows a day will come when the angels gather and the music plays and the preacher gets to preaching all the do you takes. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring, tie the cans to the back of that limousine. Love.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Looks like everybody's here. Had to put some folding chairs in the vestibule. Yeah, it's getting full. Even old Aunt Ruby came. Her first time on an aeroplane, it's her sister's girl. She said she wouldn't miss it for the world. And all them youngins squirming in the pews. Mr. Charlie in his lime green suit is a handsome man, remarks Widow Callahan. Uncle Joe and Uncle Jake haven't spoken since 88, just said hello. It's a good day to let it go. So let the angels gather, let the music play, let the preacher get to preaching all the do you take. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring, tie the cans to the back of that limousine. For love is a beautiful thing. Daddy's waiting with the bride. As she helps him with his tie, she sees a tear. He says it's hot in here. He hugs his little girl and asks, how did you grow up so fast? God, I wish your mama could be here for this. Everybody stands and smiles as she comes walking down the aisle in her mama's gown. And Daddy breaks on down. Grand and Gramps in the second row stood right there 50 years ago and said their vows. I guess it's working out. So let the angels gather, let the music play, let the preacher get to preaching all the do you takes. Love in the air, let the church bells ring, tie the cans through the back of that limousine. Love is a beautiful thing. A little table full of gifts, catering, his covered dish, and the wedding band, well, that's on her hand. Tommy's teasing Lorelai, pushed her down and made her cry. Neither one knows a day will come when the angels gather. together and the music plays. The preacher gets to preaching all the do you takes. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring. Tie the cans to the back of that limousine. People in love. It's a beautiful thing. Love, it's a beautiful thing.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Oh, this man called love. I just can't handle it, this thing called love. I must get rid of it, ain't ready. Crazy little thing.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly. singer-songwriter Randy Houser comes to the Sauk County Fair. Tickets on sale now for Randy Houser. Randy Houser, July 13, SaukCountyFair.com.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Don't miss a special event at TriStar Gifts and More. Join them on July 17th from 5 until 8 p.m. for a book signing by John Armbruster. Discover Tailspin, the true story of a local World War II veteran. Meet the author, get your book signed, and enjoy an evening of history and inspiration. Visit TriStar Gifts and More for this memorable event. See you there on July 17th from 5 until 8 p.m.
Presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history, brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
This week in entertainment history, we see back in the year 1976, a show starring Richard Dawson premiered, Family Feud. In 1960, the Etch-A-Sketch debuted. 1997, we see the television series Oz premiering on HBO. In the year 2000, the movie X-Men premiered. In 1985, Coca-Cola resumed selling their old formula of Coke. It was renamed Coca-Cola Classic. It was also announced they would be selling the new Coke as well. In 2008, Apple released the iPhone 3G. 2007, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was released in theaters. And in 2013, Sharknado first aired on the Sci-Fi Channel.
This is Gene Woods speaking for Family Feud, a Mark Goodson television production.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts, visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus, 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is an American action military drama television series that centers on a high-technology attack helicopter and its crew as they undertake various exotic missions, many involving espionage and centering around the Cold War. It was produced over four seasons from 1984 through 1987 on the CBS television network. It's Airwolf.
Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries for your Saturday, sponsored each and every day of the week right here on WRCO by those great folks down in Black Earth, the Shoebox. The Shoebox is where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, good morning. Today is Saturday, July 13th, 2024. Time to take a look who is celebrating throughout the area. Here's a note to wish Josh Salisbury a very happy birthday. Have a great happy birthday from Grandma Jean. Brandon Meese is celebrating a birthday today. Best wishes from Sacred Heart Parish. Also a very happy birthday to Brandon Meese, who turns 18, with love from Mom, Dad, Mallory, Olivia, and Elizabeth. We'd like to wish a very happy 18th birthday to Brandon Meese this morning from the Keller Green family. Mason Willis is celebrating today. That wish from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy, happy birthday to Deb Hansel today. Thank you for everything you do at the park, from the Mick Memorial Park Board. Julie Prouty is on the Willow Valley United Methodist Church list today as Julie celebrates a birthday. Nikki Young is celebrating that from Mom and Terry. Happy birthday to Deb Hansel. Enjoy your special day from Jay and Linda. Tom Aggie, Mark Wally Walker, and Morgan Dobbs celebrating, and they are on the Schmidt Woodland Hills list today. Happy birthday to Cora Chris and Terrell Payne from Richland Primary School. Kelly Coppernall, Sarah Bailey, Julie Prouty, Marcy Pauls, Steve Fuller, and Sue Grassman are on the Little Willow Birthday Club list today. Celebrating on the Bloom City Town Crier, Kelly Coppernall and Julie Prouty. Olivia Gokenauer is on the Richland Center United Methodist Church list. And here's a birthday wish for Marcy from Aunt Jan and Uncle Arden. Madison Hackle, Jadana Lenz, Brandon Meese, and Gina Thomas are all on the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club list today. Jesse Murray, Mark Walker, Aaron Umbahan, Morgan Dobbs, Logan Turgeson, Olivia Gokenauer, and Emily Smith are on the Richland Center Lions Club list as well. And if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. My brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow.
kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO, a Civic Media station.
We'll return after these messages.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
It's 7:37, and we're up to 68 degrees at WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Great big good morning all around the world as we're checking in with Florida and Utah and Arizona and Kentucky today. 7:45, we'll have a news update with Caitlin O'Connell. That comes your way. Right now it's King George with Heartland on Country and Community. WRCO for your weekend wake up.
When you hear listening to the sound of the American heart, and opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone.
Song about my life. Hey.
You know, I'm not sure there's a better way to face the world on a Saturday than with a little George Strait in the old eardrum. Except in his song Amarillo, he lied to me. No, it's not a nice city. Well, maybe it is, but the part I was in wasn't. Here's Dina Carter to take us to news time. She's just a girl.
I've traveled around this world in airplanes and in cars. I've tried exotic foods and smoked some fine cigars. I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
Home Talent Baseball on the radio. Coming up this Sunday, the Arena Aces will host Blanchardville. We'll have the game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
This is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for the Hometown of Baseball pregame show at 12:40. First pitch time, 1 o'clock. It's Arena and Blanchardville, Sunday from WRCO Radio Sports.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It's 7:45. We're at 68 degrees after a brief light rain shower a few minutes ago. This news update is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chats Feed, Seed, and Such. The outlook for today from Nick Grunseth: warm and humid, partly cloudy overall, chance of showers and thunderstorms in our area during the day. Some storms could be strong. Our heat index is going to hit 95 with real temperature at 90. Mostly cloudy, some damaging winds and severe storms tonight, a low near 70. Partly cloudy on Sunday, although we could see more sun at times than not. Very warm, very humid, maybe some showers and thunderstorms with a heat index of 98. Actual temperature tomorrow at 90, 90 again on Monday before we cool down to 80 on Tuesday. The morning low 64, as mentioned, some light rain a few minutes ago in the area, and we're up from our 64 degree reading. We're at 68 degrees. News with Caitlin O'Connell is on the way next.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, July 13th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Due to the extreme heat, especially when prolonged, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health. The Brewer Public Library and Richland Center will be open from 9 until 6, Monday through Thursday, Fridays from 9 until 5, and Saturdays from 10 until 2. The Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center will also serve as a cooling location during normal business hours, which are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. The Village of Iola office will be open during normal business hours from 8:30 to 4:30 and can make the senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library will be open in the Viola area on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30 and 1 to 5, and on Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 to 7, and on Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open Monday through Wednesday, 11 to 4:30, and on Thursdays from noon until 5. For the Yuba Community Center, you can gain more details and access by contacting Terry at 608-574-9547. The Casanova Fire Department is also available upon request. For more information, contact Daryl at 608-983-2647 for more details and to gain access to the building. Officials will monitor the use of the cooling centers and the extreme heat to determine their continued need during the excessive heat event. Visit the Richland County website at www.co.richland.wi.us for more information on the location of cooling shelter locations. Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency for four northeastern Wisconsin counties hit last week by flooding that forced evacuations and opened a breach in a dam. The executive order signed Friday by Evers declares a state of emergency in Calumet, Outagamie, Wapaka, and Winnebago counties. It comes after last week's heavy rainfall caused flooding in several counties, forcing evacuations on July 5th in the cities of Appleton and Manawa. The resulting rain-driven floodwaters opened a breach in the dam along the Little Wolf River, temporarily driving residents from their homes, damaging roads, and leaving many residents with basements swamped with floodwaters. A Wisconsin appeals court says absentee voters' witnesses don't need to supply their complete addresses for election officials. Thursday's ruling could lead to more absentee ballots being counted in the battleground state this fall. State law requires absentee voters to submit their ballots in an envelope with a witness signature and address. A county judge ruled in January that ballots still count even if a witness omits municipalities or zip codes or even says ditto if the witness lives with the voter. Republican legislatures appealed the ruling. The 4th District Court of Appeals ruled that witnesses need only provide enough information so that election clerks can identify and communicate with them. Representative Todd Novak has been recognized by the Wisconsin Counties Association for legislative work related to local government on several key issues. Wednesday, Marcy Rainbolt and Chelsea Shanks from the Wisconsin Counties Association presented the Outstanding Legislature Award to Representative Novak at the state capitol. The Wisconsin Counties Association works to promote dialogue and cooperation between state and local governments. Join in the festivities in Boscobel today, a ribbon-cutting and birthday shindig to honor hometown country singer-songwriter legend Bobby G. Rice's 80th birthday is being held. Join Bobby and his wife Alice for breakfast at the Unique Cafe from 9 until 11. At 11:30, there will be an unveiling of the Home of Bobby G. Rice sign by the Sands Motel. At 1 o'clock, check out the trailer at the Blaine Theater of the movie The Wooden Bowl, that has Bobby's newest song, What Goes Through Your Mind, as the lead song. From 1:30 to 3:30, Bobby will perform an acoustic performance and meet and greet at the Blaine Theater. Any musicians and singers that would like to sing a song or two with Bobby are invited. Musicians should bring their own instruments. Don't miss the Sauk County Fair going on today and tomorrow in Baraboo. Events will begin at 9 o'clock this morning with something for everyone. The carnival will open at 1 this afternoon. Also at 1, it's the live market animal sale in Progress Hall. Sauk County's police canines will make an appearance at the Fame stage at 3 o'clock. Tonight's grandstand event will be Randy Houser in concert and special guest Dan Lapin. The fair will wrap up tomorrow with activities beginning at 10 o'clock. Events include a bag tournament, music, an interactive display, and carnival rides from 1 until 5. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around Wisconsin. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines on Thursday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Saturday, July 13th. Doris Bowl, 90 of Boscobel, died June 20th at Care and Rehab Boscobel. A memorial service and celebration of life will be held today at 11 o'clock at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Boscobel Assembly of God Church today from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died July 4th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois, died on July 3rd. A funeral service will be held today at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery with military graveside rites held by the local military honors unit. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from 10 until the time of the service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF or to Kodak Baptist Mission. For Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland, died July 1st at home following a short battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held today at 5 o'clock at the Luoff Peterson Houck Funeral Home in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home today from 3 until the time of the service at 5. For Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa, formerly of Richland Center, died July 6th at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Sunday from 10:30 until the time of the service at noon. A service will be held on Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Point Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lutheran World Relief or to the local food pantry. For Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held on Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church on Sunday from 12:30 until the time of the service at 1:30. For Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died on Monday at home. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 4 until 7, and again on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church and Grace Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. For Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock on Tuesday at Christ Lutheran Church in Highland. Burial will follow in the Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Christ Lutheran Church on Monday from 4 until 7, and again on Tuesday from 10 until 11. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home in Highland is serving the family. Of Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia, died on Monday. A funeral mass will be held at 3 o'clock on Tuesday at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in rural Cazenovia. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Tuesday from 1 until the time of the service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Of Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at the Alden of Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Beer will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. For Marjorie Grandstaff, 100 of Yorkville, Illinois.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded